Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landon Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, during this week's Agri-Beef Minute, we're going to bring everybody up to speed on a big policy issue that the Senate is currently working through back in Washington, D.C. That's because as the Great American Outdoors Act gains momentum in the U.S. Senate, livestock organizations like the NCBA, the American Sheep Industry Association, Public Lands Council, plus a lot of other affiliate organizations are now urging Congress to retain its role in safeguarding public lands by opposing this piece of legislation. As written, the Great American Outdoors Act creates more than $14 billion in new mandatory spending and gives federal agencies basically free rein, they say, to spend $360 million per year solely to acquire new private land without any oversight from Congress. And this is raising a lot of concern among the 48 livestock and natural resource groups who signed the joint letter, as the groups continue to point out the blatant conflict by pairing the mounting despair of current land under federal control and allowing rampant acquisition without accounting for management of future land acquisitions. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.